From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in New York. The hijackers, who killed so many thousands on Tuesday, were motivated by hatred of the United States. Very few people in the Mideast or anywhere would defend the hijackers' actions, but anti-American sentiment in the region has been rising, and that may help explain why Islamic extremists now direct their wrath toward the United States. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
Anti-Americanism is a relatively new phenomenon in the Middle East. There was a time when the United States was admired there, says Jeffrey Kemp of the Nixon Center.
Until the mid-60s, at least, the United States was seen as the one major outside power that was not associated with colonialism, and that Britain and France were much more seen as the enemy.
But that began to change, Kemp says, when the United States replaced the colonial powers as policemen of the region. When the Soviet Union collapsed, America loomed even larger. And over the last three decades, U.S. support for Israel has grown stronger. So now many Arabs hold Washington partly responsible for Israel's actions in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The presence of U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia, custodian of Islam's holiest sites, has also bred anger toward the United States, and so has Washington's ongoing support for sanctions against Iraq. It is likely that those who attacked the World Trade Center and the Pentagon had many reasons for doing so. Michael Collins Dunn is editor of the Middle East Journal.
I think all of these elements flow together. Israel, the American presence in the Gulf, and a general rejection of American culture, of globalization, of secularism, etc., in the minds of some of these more radical groups. That doesn't mean that everyone who's anti-American in the Middle East, and a lot of people are, would support an atrocity of this nature, certainly.
Militant Islam is also part of the equation. It is an extreme manifestation of a broader Islamic revival. The Western ideologies that were embraced by many post-colonial Mideast leaders have failed to meet the region's needs. Again, Michael Dunn.
People weren't finding the answers they were looking for in secular movements, nationalist movements. Socialism and communism on the one hand and liberal democracy on the other weren't seeming to provide the spiritual answers people are looking for. And I think that in the Muslim world, as elsewhere, there's been a revival of religion generally. That doesn't mean that it has been political in its orientation, and usually it has not been.
But militant Islam, the extremist groups, are a small part of the overall revival. And they have gained adherents, recruited from those who feel the most despair over the region's poverty, its repressive governments, its subordination to Western power. Shibli Telhami holds the Anwar Sadat Chair at the University of Maryland.
There is a sense of incredible helplessness. And what this does is it enables groups to exploit that by providing a sense of possibility of change, even when it is so inhumane and unbelievable. And in that sense, they are the only ones who are putting something on the table.
The hijackers who destroyed the World Trade Center and part of the Pentagon no doubt were moved by hate. But hate alone cannot explain their deed. It is also the result of conditions in the region and aversion to U.S. policies. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.